Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Good news, it's a bridge lift day.
You raise me up.
Race Bridge has been raised.
I can stand
at 12 noon
on
today
mountain.
On the button. Watch it go. Watch
oh
it,
yeah, riser
rise.
Up.
So there will be some delays either side of that. Happy Thursday to you. We're a step closer to the long weekend.
And a step closer to my all-inclusive holiday in Mallorca.
It's all-inclusive,
is it?
It
is all-inclusive.
You're mad for the all-inclusive nowadays, so you can be supping all day and nibbling.
I did it once, and Cathy's never done it. She's come with us. So she's like, I hope you're going to like prove to me that this is worthwhile. And I'm like, babe, you want nachos? Up you go. Flash that wrist. You want chips? Flash your wrist.
And most importantly, whatever the kids want.
Yeah, exactly. Ice cream. Yeah, so I'm going, yeah. And then I'm also going to try and sneak into the Love Island Villa. That is my mission.
Okay.
Anyway, happy Thursday to you, 30th of May. And already it is a beauty. The sun is shining. A little bit chilly, but it's going to heat up a little bit later on. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's my take on the day. And also, sorry, actually, for a second, can you humour me? Today is a day, pull this up, where we've chosen a colour of the day as a team. Killian. Green.
Yeah,
Niall green t-shirt.
Various shades of green.
And me, khaki green. So, well done, everybody. We are... Yeah.
Thank you.
We are in sync. I've said it before. There's a colour of the day. Look around your workplace today. See who's in your club. Colour of the day. We did this before. It was a VPS. We won't do it again. But there you go.
Anyone wearing green? Your breakfast battle. Right, busy show ahead. Last Daily Dilemma, Beat the Bomb, Cool the School update. Plenty more between now and 10. Let's do this. Good morning. Beat. 17 minutes after 7, it's Beat Breakfast. Right.
Good morning to you.
Ultimate fast food item, that's what we're talking here. What's the one that you just can't walk past the outlet without going in and stuffing your face? Let's start with a message from Luke, and this is slightly controversial. Have a listen.
Lads, don't judge me now, but the fast food item I have to get, especially if it's a shipper, but it has to be a bacon cheese chip with curry sauce. Don't knock until you try it. Out of this world. Unbelievable.
Mm.
Yeah, I would
discuss.
Agree.
Really?
Yeah, I got a curry cheese chip once.
Yeah,
the idea of cheese and curry was fascinating to me. But I'll tell you what.
Was it good?
It was so nice because the curry melts the cheese.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of that texture of melted cheese.
I've seen it. They did it in Supermax and they did it in a few other places.
Yes.
And I've kind of looked at it and gone, I don't know if that combination works. But then people like you say to me, no, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I haven't
it is
yet.
One of those things that, the idea of it doesn't appeal to me. Gloopy. But then gloopy. And then it's the thought of the grease coming off both things and greasing together.
Yeah, but you think about it, like you put cheese on a bolognese or a lasagna. It's the same thing with just curry. Do you know, it's that kind of sauce. It is. Yeah. Don't knock it to try it. I thought it was disgusting by looking at
with
it.
With Luke's thing, that you might the bacon gets a bit lost in there.
Yeah, like how are you tasting bacon?
It's a little treat though.
Too many
if you're there
flavors.
nomming away and then you get a bit of bacon, it's like, ooh, yeah, surprise.
Look, I'm not ruling it out. PJ was on to us. Eddie Rocket's wings, blue cheese sauce.
Oh God, PJ.
Garlic fries.
Oh God, I can smell you from here.
And a strawberry malt.
Oh, God.
Rare enough, though. Bit expensive. Can't beat a proper butcher 8-ounce burger at home on the George Foreman.
I went through a phase of Eddie Rocket's.
Yeah, same, honey.
Yeah, sweet potato fries. Oh, any day
over
the regular
tenders.
Fries. Yeah.
Yeah,
the little baskets.
Yeah, I love the little baskets. Yeah, pretend I'm in Greece.
Just heading into the diner.
I don't think I've been to Eddie Rocket's since the two of us went before Ed Sheeran. Remember that time?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
You could have done with eating a bit more of that time. Okay, we have a message. Mark was on to us as well. He says, curry. Just curry.
Yeah.
Full stop. I could literally eat curry for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Loves curry, does Mark.
I love curry.
I wonder now, do you put the cheese in with your curry?
I've never had cheese with a curry, no.
No.
Never done it.
You're asking about him.
From Mark, since he loves it. Has he ever tried it? And let us know his thoughts.
Well, actually,
from a curry lover.
Sean has been on in Carlow this morning. Garlic bacon cheese chip with curry sauce. This is a very popular. It's prevalent.
It's prevalent out there.
This is a Carlow thing, but
all of these answers, if you had to live
ultimate
on one
fast food
for the rest of your life, what would it be? Paul was on house special curry. I've never actually had this. Beef, pork, chicken, and prawns.
I don't know. I like to stick to one thing now. It's the one thing in the curry. I don't like a mix.
And
some prawns in it now.
So all of those and thick onions. I love the thick onions in a curry. Sometimes like a pea as well in a curry. You know the peas?
Oh, no.
With fried rice. I've been living on it for years and I will continue to do so. And Brendan, stop. Stop flirting with us. Stop flirting with
Sending
us.
Sending us sexy pictures.
Stop it. I've never seen the likes of it. Sexiest thing I've seen all morning. What double sausage and egg McMuffin on your car seat. Looking absolutely stunning.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mark was on. He says, no. There's no limit. Kitty and cheese should be nowhere near a curry. He feels strongly on that matter.
No.
Sylvie was on as well. I don't know if Subway counts as fast food. It is on the list of popular fast food chains.
Yeah.
Because, of course, didn't they have a big row because it's not actually bread. The Subway. It wasn't that in court or something. Maybe
yeah,
I'm making
it
that
wasn't
up.
Like yeah. proper bread.
It wasn't. It can't be cast as bread.
It was like chemically.
It was like cake, essentially, because there was a lot of sugar in it.
I love a Subway.
I do love a Subway. Yeah, a lot of them have closed.
What's your order?
Mine is an Italian footlong Italian BMT, tomato, lettuce, onion, and sweet onion sauce.
Get toasted?
No.
Yeah.
Controversially, no.
Not in Subway.
They always presume. They go, yeah, we'll. No, I don't want to toast it. And I often get double cheese, but is it really cheese? I'm not even sure.
I'm still here in the corner processing the fact that it's not actually bread. I only had one the other day. Like
just what? In legal terms, it's not actually bread.
What do you mean, cake? In legal terms,
it's like Jaffa cake being an actual cake and not a biscuit.
I can't believe you get a Subway and you don't toast it. Like, what is the point of not melting your cheese on
a
Subway?
No.
You're on your own. Yeah. Anybody else not toast their Subway? Breakfast battle.
Toasted, untoasted.
Right, we got a goss update on.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Not a snob, but I am snobby about. We're finishing that sentence this morning. Lisa was on. I'm not a snob, but I like to eat from matching cutlery.
Ooh, okay.
It's about like your mum, isn't it?
I know. Morning, mum. She won't mind me saying this. She only drinks her tea from a teacup.
No mugs. Under no circumstances.
Like, she wouldn't say it if she was in somebody's house. Yeah. She would drink out of it. But at home, she likes a little china teacup. Okay. She's not a snob though.
No. Go on.
Alana was on to us. I'm not a snob, but I am snobby about other people riding my horse.
No name on this. It's a text. I'm not a snob, but I have to use Avonmore milk and Dairy Gold butter.
I only like Kerrygold.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Nicole was onto us. This is so relatable. I'm not a snob, but I'm snobby about people giving you dirty looks if your child is having a meltdown in a shop. Boils my blood. Like, honestly, until you become a parent, I'm sure it's easy to be that person that's like looking at you. But it is not your fault if your child's having a meltdown. Shops are the worst place, especially supermarkets. Well, actually, do you know what? Any shop. They want everything. Mm. And if a tantrum happens, it happens. Mm. You're that person, are you?
I'm not saying that. I'm going to zip it on this one. I'm going to zip it.
Nicole, I'm with you, girl.
Guys, this is interesting. No name of this is a text that says, I'm with Killian. I am a shoe snob. The Penny's Converse do be all turned up at the toe. Don't start me on Slazengers. My dream man could approach me and I'd dry heave if I saw them on his feet.
What are they?
The Slazenger is a brand. Yeah. I'm not a snob, but I spend good money on shoes and I normally do it once. Penny's Converse lasts you 5 minutes and you spend the cost of a real pair, buying different pairs during the year and the cost is just split up. This is like your old rule in life.
You buy cheap, you buy twice. But I don't think that's necessarily, like, these are, I'm pretty sure these are Penny's jeans, hun. You know, judge away.
Yeah. And one more here as well. It says, I'm not snobby, but I am a snob about ketchup. It has to be Heinz or Chef, says Nicola.
Yes, I'm a chef girl. Yeah.
Okay, Clara.
Oh, Clara's just having a chat there. Clara, how are you? Niall and Show here on Beef Breakfast. Yeah, we're good. Who's in the background there? Who was talking to you?
My colleagues in Ramsgrange Community School are here listening in.
Morning
all.
Everybody.
How many days left? Are you counting the days?
Second last day, lads, and then we're free for 3 months.
What's your plan?
I'm actually heading backpacking across Scandinavia on Saturday.
Of course you are. Wow, that sounds incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, good for you. I hope you're bringing a Beat Breakfast travel mug with you. Come here. I'm not a snob, but go for it.
You've got a little list for us, Clara. Go for it.
I'm not a snob, but I will only use Egyptian cotton 300 or 400 plus thread sheets. I will only sleep with a silk pillowcase. I'll only drink real Coke Zero, none of the dupes.
No dupes.
And I totally agree with Shona on three ply toilet paper or death.
Yes, girl, I think you and me can be friends now, forever.
I have to ask, you are going backpacking across Scandinavia. How are you going to manage without cotton bed sheets, thread count 400 plus, silk pillowcase, and if there's no real Coke Zero in the back end of Scandinavia?
Or a three ply.
How will you cope?
I'm bringing my silk pillowcase with me in my backpack.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm bringing my own sheet for any of the places that we're staying. So my own bed sheet.
Okay. And are you putting a few rolls in case you can't get them over there of toilet paper?
I didn't consider that now, but I have done it for festivals. I have been that princess, the toilet paper princess, who was supplying all her friends with toilet paper.
What happens if you like go into a bathroom and you know it has that kind of blue toilet roll that's kind of like sandpaper?
To be honest, I just hold it. I just wouldn't use it.
Oh my God, you and me both.
I love
the reaction of your workmates in the background.
Oh, like, they know they've got a diva in the building, do they?
Yeah, they're asking me am I a celeb now that I'm on the radio.
You are a celeb. You're a Beat Breakfast pal. Listen,
you have a ball on your trip, okay?
Thank you so much. See you later. Bye.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
This week on Beat Breakfast, we got to spend the morning with Pride of the Dacia in Waterford, which is taking place all this week and over the weekend. Ahead of that, I caught up with Amy O'Riordan to find out more. Amy O'Riordan is the chairperson of Pride of the Dacia. In her words, she said, it's so much more than a party. It's a celebration of community, inclusivity and the opportunity to look back on how far we've come and how far we still need to go. I asked Amy why it's so important.
For members of the LGBT community to know that they're not alone, to know that they're not the only one who might, I suppose, feel the way they feel or identify the way they identify. And we feel like every year more and more people will come up to us, it'll be their first Pride. Seeing that there is a community in Waterford is really important, particularly for obviously for us. We're a little bit unique in that we're the only city that does not have a dedicated LGBT venue, but that just makes Pride all the more important to make sure that we're visible, to make sure that we have events for people to come to make friends and just to find community.
Amy spoke to me about her own journey and why she feels it's good to share her experience with others.
I grew up bisexual. And even though I'm married to I look like I'm in a heterosexual relationship, and for me it's really important that, you know, we don't assume. I think that's the main thing for me, is that we don't assume someone is straight. We don't assume maybe that the gender they're presenting as is maybe how, if we're looking at someone, that we're not assuming what their gender expression is. So that's kind of one thing for me in my journey, because a lot of people will look at me in my relationship and go, you're straight. Even I came out to my granny the other week, she didn't realise I was bi at all. Hilarious.
How did she take it?
She was just very confused. I think maybe she thought because I have a husband that meant I was straight.
Yeah.
But she was very, it went fine. I have a trans brother, like, she's very supportive of us. But I guess she was just taken aback, because there's that assumption that, you know, bi people don't exist. There's a little bit of that. For me as well, it's getting in, like, for me being part of Pride of the Dacia is really important, because it's getting involved in community, like community events, be that LGBT community events, be that other minority communities, even just general community events, festivals that happen around Waterford, and there are so many. They don't happen just on their own. There's so many people behind them putting in work. For me to do that community work and to be someone who's helping in that, because if we don't have those people, things don't happen.
Amy gave us an idea of what we can look forward to in the coming days and why it's such a special week.
Personally for me, I'm a really big nerd, really love history, and particularly queer history is something that's been a focus for the last couple of years, and it's something that's really important to understand as well. And particularly this year, it's 50 years since the first Pride demonstration in Ireland.
No way.
This year, so the first time that someone, I think it was, there was 12 individuals, I can't remember all their names, but Senator David Norris would have been one of them, who marched on the British Embassy to request decriminalisation of homosexuality, if you can believe it, was 50 years ago. So, and it wasn't decriminalised until 1993, but that's another story. So I'm really interested in the history talks that are happening Tuesday today, and then there's also going to be Lash Out on Friday, which is always great, loads of local queens. We have some brand new baby drag queens as well. There'll be just Disgraceful Cabaret on Saturday, which is a noughties theme. So we have something for every decade because we're celebrating 50 years. So we've 80s bingo tonight as well, down in Downs's Bar. We've over 30 events. We've so much. We've drag and draw going on. We have our amazing block party as well. It's after the march on Saturday. So we'll be talking about all that later.
Amy joined us on Tuesday morning in the Beat Beast for a bit of a chat.
Oh, I love it.
Amy, like you in what Niall referred to as a package, you were extremely honest and open, and you'd no issue with that because this is what we're here for. We're here to kind of share stories and share our journey. And I suppose that you've been volunteering community-wide for a very long time.
Yeah, so I've been kind of volunteering in different community groups since I was 16, but since last year I've been volunteering with the Manor Street Community Youth Services. They run three LGBT groups, Chill Out, Chill Out Minis and Chill Out Plus. So they range from 10 to 24 years, supporting young queer people in Waterford City. And they also have groups in Dungarvan and Clonmel, and they do absolutely fantastic work. A couple of the committee members are either past or current volunteers, so it's really lovely that we have that relationship with the youth committee as well.
Mm. And for you, how important is it to be open and honest about what you've been through?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think we've gotten to a stage now since marriage equality where like the quote unquote stigma about being gay is gone or being queer is gone. But I think even so, it's important to be proud of who you are and embrace your identity and embrace like whatever labels or whatever non-labels you want to go with. I think it's important to embrace that, and especially like being on the committee. I think in the last couple of years, I've been even more comfortable calling myself queer, whereas I might have been like boxing myself into bi before, you know.
Obviously this week is a lot about learning. It's about protest, which is still important, but it's also about celebration and parties.
Absolutely, yeah. We know we've lots of really, really great events. So we have our block party. I'm really looking forward to that. That's always great every year. So this year we're bigger than ever. So we'll be kicking off after the march. So we'll be doing the march from about 1 o'clock. We'll be gathering in Cathedral Square. Speeches at 1:30. Marching at 1:45-ish, and then from 2 o'clock we'll have live music and acts, DJs, everything going on until 7 in O'Connell Street. We'll have a queer market as well, and we also have Neuro Pride Ireland are running a quiet space for us in the Gallery of Art. So we'll have we're basically making Pride Village out of the cultural core.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to hear more about the events later and meet some more of the crew. Thank you so much, Amy.
We have to give a mention to Amy's granny. What's she been doing for you with the weather?
We've had the Child of Prague is out. It was due last week, I think, to be raining this week, and now it's going to be sunny. So woo-hoo. Shout out Child of Prague.
Yay. Our powers are strong. Thanks so much, Amy.
Cheers.
We also got to talk to Blake and Dean, who run Daisha Pride Football Club, which was set up last October.
We'll say we had our first session of about 7 players in December, and now we have 12 that come regularly twice a week. So it's phenomenal now. Like, so we're going about 6 months.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Do you have to be LGBTQ+ to join and play?
At the moment, yes. Okay. We haven't opened it up to allies just yet.
Yeah.
We're still kind of like looking into things regarding that. But at the moment anyway, it is LGBTQ anyway. Yeah.
I suppose we should talk to Dean, because Dean, you double job when it comes to this football club. Talk to us. What do you do?
So I would be co-chair of the club, and I also coach the team as well. So I do run the training sessions weekly.
Are you tough?
At times.
We'll ask Blake that. Is he tough? At times, yeah.
You have to be, Dean. You have to be.
I try to be as fair and easygoing as I can.
Firm but fair, yeah?
Yes, that would be it. But no, we have come a very long way in 6 months. You know, we had people join who had no experience in kicking a football, and now they have elevated to such a height.
Brilliant.
It has blown me away.
Well, isn't that amazing to be able to say as well that people have found a passion for something, a hobby that they actually think, you know what, I like this, I'm good at it.
It's very important for people to have hobbies. Yeah. I find, like, some people that come into this have come from other sporting backgrounds, the likes of tennis and GAA and things like that, and they find it such a kind of energizing space where they can be themselves and enjoy the moment more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, and the group are so close, you know, there's a great relationship between everybody, and I am very proud in how far we have come so far.
Brilliant.
Well, so you should be. And in a very short space of time, you've achieved so much. So I suppose we should ask, what are the plans, Blake, for Daisy Pride FC?
So the plans right now, like, we don't really have any competitions coming up. As of now, there's only about, we'll say, maybe four or five LGBTQ teams in the country. You have ourselves, Cork Rebels, Dublin Devils, Belfast, and I believe there's also a Sisters FC club in Ennis, in Clare. So there's not really a lot of competitions to go around. At the moment, we're just looking to train, take on new members. We are actually actively looking for sponsorships as well. We don't actually have one yet, so that's the main goal for now, is just to try and get funding for it.
Okay.
At the moment now, it is coming out of me and Dean's pocket, but sure, like, we don't mind, because again, like, the lads enjoy it and we enjoy it as well. Like, so we are very proud of all of them. For it. And again, like, any new members who do want to come, just give the messages, like, give the pages a message. Like, we're on Instagram, Facebook at Daisy Pride FC. So, like, we're looking forward to having new members and also obviously having a bit of crack and maintain the ones that we currently have. Anyway.
Is there a bit of a social scene with it as well, that, you know, the we'd go out afterwards, or that, you know, that you'd hang out outside of, you know, playing ball?
Yeah, like, for the moment now, we've met up a few times. Like, we had one social night just to obviously start things off and recruit members. So that was, you know, I just brought a few snacks.
We love
a
snacks.
Few snacks.
We love snacks.
Yeah, no, I know, I work in Tesco, like, so.
You're the man for the job.
Yeah. Like, that discount comes in handy.
Yeah. Okay, well, as you said,
lovely to hear the passion.
You can find the guys on Insta and online if you want to find out a little bit more. And if you do get to the point of accepting some allies in, Dean, you might have your greatest challenge yet with show.
Did you bring a football today, Blake?
I did not. I should have.
Dean, did you?
I did not say
no.
I can't show you my skills.
Guys, it's been great to meet you, and have a wonderful Pride Week. Okay, we'll continue. This is Zara Larson. Get up.
In the morning. Beat breakfast.
80 minutes after 9. We're talking about absent-mindedness, stupid things that you do. You know you're better than it. You are better than these things. But we all just lose track of our train of thought at times and end up in situations. A lot of stuff to do with my phones, okay? Mm-hmm. So firstly, we had a message in from Marae who says, what happens to me a lot is when you're talking to someone on the phone and then you turn around and you say, lads, I can't find my phone. You're actually honest. Similarly, Dan was onto us. He says, I turned the torchlight on my phone to look for my phone under the bed.
Classic.
Classic
Dan.
Classic of its genre. Mine, I just, if you're coming in late, I yesterday convinced myself the washing machine was finished, and so I turned it off and then opened the door and flooded the kitchen because it wasn't finished and there was a lot of water in there. And then what do you do? What do you do then?
Cry.
They're half washed. There's no water left in the drum. Do you start from the start?
Oh yeah, you go back to the start.
Yeah.
On an eco wash.
I did a mini 30 and then I did a rinse.
I love a mini 30.
Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Now this is another level. Big day, friend's wedding. Talk to us.
What happened?
Well, I was clearing out the car. My husband was like, get the car seats out of the car. So I went out, obviously had the present, put it on the roof. Cleared the car, right, come on, we're going to be late. So we were travelling from Gorn down to Mountcain.
Okay.
Got to Mountcain, went into the church, came out and I had 3 or 4 missed calls. I was like, who's this number? Rang the number and one of the girls from Bennett's Bridge said, any chance you're missing a present? Yeah. I said, I don't think so. And then I was like, oh my God, the wedding present. So she was like, it's okay, I have it. And I was like, is the card still with it? The present was fine, but I was like, is the card still with it? And she was like, oh yeah, a lady was driving behind you and you're the only people that had a 7-seater in Bennett's Bridge, so I thought it was you.
So you'd left it on the roof of the car and somewhere near Bennett's Bridge you lost it on a speed ramp.
It travelled from Gorn the whole way over the back road to Bennett's Bridge. We went over the speed ramp and it fell off.
What condition was it in?
Was the frame still okay?
A little bit broke. It was a little pebble art and the bride had lost. The bride had lost her dress in the meantime, but we got a laugh out of it after.
Chaotic.
That is brilliant.
Amazing.
I can't believe it made it as far as it did. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah. I know. And for somebody to say, oh, I think that's Amy's car.
Yeah, you're known.
Yeah. Amy in the 7-seater. Keep an eye out for everybody.
We love it.
I'm not in a 7-seater anymore.
Listen, Travel Mug is yours this morning, my dear. Have a great day, all right?
Bye-bye.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Sorry, can we just very quickly go back? Alan in Tip was on. You can't beat a curry cheese chip, but back in the day, before it made it onto the chipper menus, I asked for a cheese on my curry chip and I ended up with two easy singles on top of it. Grim. Just that image of them like plunked on top.
Okay, I've got to stay in the food theme for the goss because more than half of us don't understand basic cooking terms. 55% of people don't know what it means to simmer, while half aren't sautéing. Did I say that right? Sautéing. Their food properly. And the survey by HelloFresh also found less than a quarter of us know how much a knob of butter actually is. It's roughly 2 tablespoons. So we want to put Chef Sho to the test this morning and see how many cooking terms you know, because you are a whiz in the kitchen.
Do you know what? My mum told me I was last night because I was at her house and I made Eve something for her dinner, which I don't know, I don't think it's a toad in the hole, but like it's the toast and then you put the egg in the middle and then you put cheese on top. Is that toad in the hole?
No, toad in the hole is sausage and mash. Yeah.
What is that then? Did I just make that up?
No, I know what it's like, there is like, a name for it.
Yeah, is there like some, anyway. So my mum was like, look at you, the egg is perfect. So there you go. Eggs are my forte though. Like okay. I can give you any eggs. I can do scrambled, omelette, poached, boiled, whatever egg you want, I'll serve it up.
Does the fried egg ever break up in the pan?
No, Niall, no.
Do you flip it? Can you just
like, I can flip.
Okay, right, let's step into my kitchen.
Okay, my kitchen. My kitchen, I'm cooking.
Okay, right, here's a couple of phrases. I want you to explain what they mean. Al dente.
Al dente, which is referred to, it's an Italian term.
Yeah,
al dente, ciao. Al dente means to be kind of, so if you want your pasta al dente, it's slightly on the hard side. It's not too soft, it's not too hard, so it's got a bit of a bite to it. So you don't want a floppy pasta or a soggy pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well done. To cook pasta until a slight firmness remains when bitten.
There you go. Al dente.
Next, to baste.
Oh, baste. So that's when you get like butter or egg and you put it on the outside of like a turkey or some
that?
Kind of meat.
Why would you do that?
Oh, it gives it a real crisp.
No, the opposite.
Gives it a real soft, moist. Yeah.
Moist.
Makes it moist. That's what I knew. Yeah. What do I baste?
To brush or spoon a melted fat such as butter or a liquid such as a stock or a marinade over food as it cooks to give flavour and moistness.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
Done.
Yeah.
Surprised.
To blanch.
To blanch. Ooh, I think again, in a similar vein to al dente, I think to blanch is like to get your vegetables to that kind of like nice. No.
Well, no, she's like, so
I think
it is vegetable related.
I think I've blanched broccoli before where it's not too hard. Not too soft. Mm. You know, that
broccoli's
it's
hard to
a
get
bit
right,
of a bite
it?
To it. No, is that not it? You don't cook it fully.
Blanch is to immerse food into boiling water for a short time and then transfer to a bowl of ice water to stop the cooking process. And that brings out the colour in vegetables and can loosen skins on peaches or tomatoes.
So it was 50% of the way
you
there.
You can blanch your chips as well and oil. Mm.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that about the ice thing, though.
Next, butterfly. To butterfly.
Oh, well, you just basically, you're cooking in the kitchen, right? And you're really kind of getting in the zone of it, I suppose. And you're really, I suppose you're in full flight, really, when it comes to whatever you're making. It could be a turkey,
now specifics.
And then what you do is, right, you're about to put it in the oven, but to really kind of, I suppose, celebrate the food that you're making, you kind of just flyer in the kitchen.
Butterfly is to cut a food such as shrimp down the centre, almost but not completely through. I'll give you a couple more quick ones. Flute.
Again, when you're in the kitchen and you whip out your flute and you give a little tune to the music, an ode to your food, shall we say.
No.
Having a clue.
To press together 2 pastry layers on the edge of a pie crust, sealing the dough and at the same time creating a decorative edge using fingers, a fork or other utensils.
I don't deal in pastry. I think pastry is a very complicated food item and I'm not familiar with its work.
Okay, last one, julienne.
Oh, a julienne. See vegetables. Julienne is to really kind of. Do you put butter on them? Is that what julienne is?
Make them
nice and glazed. Julienne.
No. It's more about the shape.
Oh yeah, they're in the shape of a Julie. I don't know.
It's to cut food such as carrots into 1/8 inch equal sided strips, often 1x1, 8x1, 8 inch.
Oh, have a day off. Have a day off.
You didn't do badly though.
Yeah, well, I started off really well.
Well done. Hi, you woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Are you having a baby? And there's new law passed that you've got to call your baby after your favourite food. What is your baby going to be called? I'm Poached Eggs Power. She's Carbonara Catherine Lyons. Let's get through a couple of the messages coming in here. I think our favourite is definitely Louise and Gory, isn't it?
Oh, Louise, you win, hon. You absolutely win.
Hula Hoops Finlay.
Hula Hoops. Hey, Hula Hoop. Come in for your dinner.
Also, Andre was on from far away. Baby back ribs Bosch. Or bacon Bosch, says Andre. George was on spaghetti bolognese. What's that, George? So, Burtis. George, spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese Burtis. Yeah. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it sure is. 085-102-9103. Your baby, your new baby has to be called after your favourite food. What's your baby called?
I just thought of Gwyneth Paltrow. Sure, she has apple.
Apple's hardly her favourite food, though.
No, but it's just like, it's the only person I know that's named after a food. Like, I don't know any names that are food stuff. Do you know what I mean? Just apple.
I have a good friend, Sherry Trifle.
You do, in your
I do.
Well, Sherry is a name.
Yeah,
Sherry
is Trifle. We call
you
her.
Do, yeah, but you call her that. She wasn't like born, and they said.
I'm trying to think now.
You know what I mean?
There has
is
to be
there
people
anybody out
named
there
after
who's
a
named
food.
After a
Young
food?
Gravy.
Yeah, that's a rapper. No rapper. We're talking birth certs.
No, birth certs. If you are legit named after a food item, 085-102-9103.
Maybe you think of a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's not a nickname. That's their birth name. Apple. There must be some. 085-102-913. Anyway, you're
you can't Google it, Killian. You're cheating.
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon.
Yes, yeah. Alec Guinness.
Get well done.
There we go. Anymore? Halle Berry.
Halle
Berry.
Yes. Heather Graham Bell. I don't know.
Well, Heather. No, that's... No.
Heather is a... not a, I was going to say a herb, but it's a plant.
Fiona Apple.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to find somebody in the southeast that's named after food stuff. I think we could just continue this throughout the morning. Yeah. You know, I think it's got space to grow. I think we're only just tip of the iceberg. We're only just touching it.
So I tell you what, we started by asking a new rule: you're having a baby, your baby has to be called after your favourite food. What is the baby being called? And there was another update. Well, I presume it's on this one. Chris from Waterford says taco chips. Right? But then it developed into, well, who are the people actually called after food? And the only one we could think of, the only one, was Apple, Gwyneth Paltrow, as a child. But people have been flying, they kept throwing them in at us. Peaches Geldof.
Yeah.
Also, Sheen was on, I'd say there's a few olives around. I know an olive in town. Yeah, olive, it's a good one. And then this one from Vinny.
I kicked
myself hard when you sent this in that we missed this.
I can't believe, Vinny, that we are amongst somebody that's named after a food type, and here we are standing here like three Egypts. Well, Killian's sitting down, but two standing Egypts and one sitting down, and we didn't get this. Like, he's working with us.
He says, don't forget your in-house Darren Rice, lads.
Yeah, of course.
Darren Rice. It's so obvious. It was staring us in the face. Yeah. Like, how do we not get it? Yeah. And then we went a step further. And bear with me.
It's a stretch, all right.
Yeah. My second name is Lyons.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
Lyons for quality tea.
Yeah, that's not a food type. It is a brand. So you're out. Out.
Technically, our boss could be a spice if you say it a different way.
You have to take the S off, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
This is going to be annoying me now all day. I'm going to be looking around people in the office going, what food are you named
I'm
after?
I'm thinking out of all my friends and family. Like, who have I got?
She's just standing there and you can see her brain working overtime.
So we
leave you there in the corner and we'll continue.
Aoife Kearns, like a kern.
No.
That's a kernel.
Yep, not accepting that. Okay. We keep going. Right.
I woke up this morning. Beat breakfast. Hey,
right.
Beat.
We know you love your movies.
103.
I do. And we chatted about this yesterday in the office. We love a movie franchise, particularly when the second movie comes out and you go, oh, thank God. Mm. You know, it didn't let me down. It was as good, if not better, than the OG. Home Alone, perfect
Home Alone
example.
Is a good example of where the second one's better. Yeah. I don't think they said The Godfather as well is another example of that.
Yeah, never seen it. The Guardian writers, right, have picked their favourite big screen franchises of all time. Now, there is a chance this morning that we're going to offend people, okay?
Why?
Well, just with the, like, I mean, it's subjective, isn't it? Cause my list is completely different to the Guardians.
Yeah, I dread to hear her list, to be honest with you.
Okay, you're probably more equipped to run through some of the...
Well, some of the ones that were mentioned, the Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise is still throwing himself into all those stunts, still making them.
Yeah. He did all the stunts on the latest one, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you like Mission Impossible?
Mm. Never seen it.
No, God. Also mentioned the Toy Story franchise.
And that is a good example of like something that just got better and better and better. Mm.
What else have we got on the list? Scream, Alien, The Oceans, Oceans 11, 12, yeah. 13.
And did you see there's new Bad Boys coming out? Bad Boys yes. have made the list there.
It's for Netflix though, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Mm. Are you sure? No, I've seen it on the bus stops.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on the bus stops, I feel like it's going into the
cinema. Okay, maybe you're right. No, yeah. You know what's another part of the franchise? Is there's a new Beverly Hills Cop that's just for Netflix.
Oh, maybe that's what you're thinking.
Seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh, fair
play.
Right, okay. Hit me with your list.
The Bridget Jones franchise.
Oh God.
Is there any hope for a sequel to
I don't even know what that is. I threw my pen. It bounced off the keypad and fired off some bit of weird audio. Go on.
The Bridget Jones franchise, Home Alone, as I said.
No, you see, I wasn't accepting Home Alone because I love 1 and 2, but 3, 4 and 5 and that new one with Aisling Bea discount and discredit the good work that has gone before.
No, I'm not talking about the new one. I'm talking about 1, 2 and 3 is good when they break into the house. Really good. Different actor, not Macaulay Culkin, not what you're expecting, but still part of a franchise, can still hold its own. Shrek,
yeah, that's a good one.
Is a really good one. And the last one that I wanted to say, which you'll probably cancel me now, you'll probably kick me out of the studio, is late in my life, the High School Musical trilogy. So there you go. Good night and God bless. Have a great life, everybody. It's been fun while it lasted.
That kind of just sums you up in a nutshell, doesn't it? High School Musical, Bridget Jones' Diary and Home Alone.
I like to think I bring balance to this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Critical acclaim.
Yeah, awesome. There you go.
Critical acclaim.
What are yours?
Well, I tell you, this isn't something I'm particularly like mad into as a franchise, but if you ask me what's the greatest movie franchise, I would probably go for this. James Bond, you can't argue.
Oh, yeah, no.
So many over, like, what, 50 years or 40 years, whatever it is.
And do you ever find yourself, like, just, you're flicking through the channels or whatever, and you just stumble upon one, and you go, God, I'm just going to sit here for the next 2 hours and watch this absolute madness, because the older ones are so crazy.
Yeah, I love the Roger Moore ones from the 80s, to be honest with you. The other one, on a kind of cheesy level, I love Police Academy, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And I also think people would vote for the likes of the Harry Potters and the Star Wars as well, you know?
Yeah. Some people say Twilight.
Some people do. Some people do, yeah.
Some people also say the Step Up franchise, you know, the dancing one that had Jessica Alba in it.
Yeah. And even though there's only two of them, some people might say Mamma Mia.
Oh, well, there's a third one coming,
third
so
one
it
coming.
Definitely falls into that category. Yeah, good job.
Okay, anything you want to put forward yourself? What's your argument on this? What is the greatest movie franchise of all time?
I'm so sorry, I forgot the most critically acclaimed of them all, in my personal opinion, the Magic Mike series.
Magic Mike, all right, here's Fred again. God, you've thoughts on this. You've thoughts on this.
Best, welcome to the show.
Best movie franchise of all time. Let's fly through some of the messages. Amanda was on. Harry Potter's top for a list, but also High School Musical and Fast and the Furious.
Okay, Stephen in Wexford says, the Rocky movies, I'll be back.
That's not Rocky, that's Terminator. I'm sorry now. This is what
such confidence. Yeah, I'll be back.
You're so confident.
I really was so proud of myself.
Eat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.